This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan repeatedly sought out government mole Danny Solis for help landing law firm clients. And Solis had his own request for Madigan. With retirement looming, Solis asked Madigan for help in landing a Plum State Board seat that offered a six-figure paycheck. Then, to underscore his value to Madigan, Solis recited a long list of developers he had sent to the ex-speaker for their property tax appeals. It was a June 2018 meeting Solis secretly recorded for the FBI. An exchange prosecutors played yesterday to jurors.
There's a lot of good stuff happening in my ward. And you've been very good to me, and I'm going to help you. Okay?
Madigan appeared to be all in with helping Solis, saying, quote, okay, just leave it in my hands. A historic black church on Chicago's south side is rebuilding on the same spot where it burned down more than 2 years ago. I went to the groundbreaking of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and here's what I heard. Pastor Gerald Dew recalled the devastation of that fire.
It's to the glory of God that we stood here 2 years ago plus and saw the facility on this site engulfed in flames. Flames that purified this spot.
The congregation's been worshiping at a funeral home and a nearby high school ever since, steadily collecting funds to rebuild the church at the same spot.
And I thank God that he's doing a new thing. Somebody shout new thing. Somebody shout new thing.
The project should take 18 months to complete. Soulful duo The Oh My's will headline an all-Chicago lineup at the Metro tonight. The Thanksgiving Eve show celebrates their new album, Trust the Stars, with support from Shawnee Dez, Fresh Waters, and Sparkle Mommy. Nick Hennessy of the Oh My's told WBEZ's sister station Vocalo that the show reflects the collaborative spirit of the local music scene.
The band was major collaborators on this project too, not in like a featured artist sense, so like people might not know, but Alfonso Jones, amazing drummer, he plays drums on a lot of the records. He's going to be playing with us, as well as William Corduroy. He plays bass with us. It's going to be a big family affair.
Sounds will range from psychedelic soul to hip-hop to eclectic jazz, and doors open at 7 p.m. Chicago native and Second City alum Jim O'Hare has a new book out about the beloved NBC sitcom Parks and Rec. O'Hare played the affable but clumsy Jerry Gergich. His book, Welcome to Pawnee, takes readers behind the scenes of the show. O'Hare shared some moments with WBEZ's Reset.
First of all, the other cast members had more trouble with Jerry being the punching bag than I did, because there would be scenes, Chris Pratt in particular, he'd be like, Jimmy, this one feels really mean. I'd be like, dude, it's funny and we're all making a good living. It's all okay.
O'Hare says his character was originally meant to be a background character, but he took the role trusting the creators of The Office would make something special. Some more things you should know today. A new study from the University of Chicago is praising the rollout of the city's guaranteed income pilot. The Sun-Times reports funding that was set aside to do outreach efforts in different Chicago communities earned the most praise. Researchers say it could be a model for how the city serves residents. Chicago Resilient Communities pilot program provided 5,000 city residents with $500 for 12 months, no strings attached. The pilot was funded with federal pandemic relief money and ended in 2023. If you're looking for a turkey for Thanksgiving this year, it should already likely be in the fridge. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding you to allow 24 hours for every 5 pounds to thaw out. And if you're running low on time, you could also use a sink full of cold water if you change the water every 30 minutes. To prevent foodborne illness and bacteria from spreading, make sure to never thaw out your turkey by leaving it out on the counter. Today's weather will be cloudy and the high will reach the mid-40s. We're expecting some rain this evening and overcast skies throughout the night. Tomorrow, on Thanksgiving, there should be a mix of sun and clouds, and the high will reach the upper 30s. That's it for The Rundown. And just so you know, there will be another episode of The Rundown this afternoon, but we are going to take a break for the rest of the week due to Thanksgiving. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.